the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, in the US, NBC's iconic comedy sketch show Saturday Night Live turns 50 this year. Over the years, it has seen a number of Irish celebrities take on the role of guest host. Stars like Paul Mescal, Saoirse Ronan and Liam Neeson have all fronted the show. But what many people might not know is that for the past 35 years, an Irish man has been at the centre of the action. Liam Geraghty has been discovering more.
It was an eventful church chat. Thanks for letting us chat it up with you. And right now, all I gotta say is,
live from New York, it's Saturday Night!
My dad was playing us Cheech and Chong records when we were like 8 or 9, and Monty Python when we were like, 10, and Mel Brooks.
Wally Ferriston grew up wanting to write comedy.
It's a common thread. Seth Meyers, the same thing. A lot of people, they get that comedy at an early age, and it really shapes who they are. You know, shapes their sense of humor at an early age, where therefore, oh, I'm funnier than a lot of people. Maybe I can do this for a living because it's kind of fun to make people laugh. Yeah, that was the impetus of it.
And like most aspiring comedy writers, he wanted to do it on Saturday Night Live. And in a way, Wally did end up writing comedy there. He just didn't imagine he'd be doing it on cue cards.
I was hired to do cue cards, but it just, to get your foot in the door, this entertainment business is, you take a job, you don't ever turn down a job that's for a TV show or in this business. So I just took it thinking I would get some work, and I did.
For the past 35 years, Wally has been handwriting and holding up cue cards for the likes of Steve Martin, Tina Fey, and Chris Rock. But he got off to a shaky start.
Well, I was 25. My printing was really bad. I almost was fired the first I should have been fired. The guy that hired me, Tony Mendez, and trained me, wanted to fire me because my printing was really bad. He was a stickler for printing. And the next week, I was on the top of a ladder holding like 40 cards. I was laying on my stomach. I was doing these really hard sketches. I did them to perfection. And I think a bell went off in his head. He was like, wait a second, this kid's gonna be an asset instead of, I shouldn't get him fired because he's really good at holding. I'll work on the printing with him. That's what saved my job. And 3 years later, he left. And there were like 5 guys that had maybe like 8 years more experience than I did. And they picked me to take over the show, because I was so cool under pressure and I was good at holding.
Cue cards, it's this largely invisible but like so crucial part of all of these live shows. What's the process of like creating them, and what do you have to explain to new hosts as well?
Well, the first thing I ask them is how their eyesight is. That's the key. If you can see, that's half the battle. If you can't see, then we have to print them bigger, and I have to work with them. And then it's my job is harder because there's less words on a card, so I have to pull the cards faster, and there's more room for error.
Wally reckons each episode has between 1,000 and 1,500 cue cards, a huge chunk of which he has to hold up for the cast.
So 35 years of that. I'm 59 years old. When SNL ends in May, I go right to my orthopedist. I get a cortisone shot in my right shoulder, and I do 10 weeks of physical therapy to get ready for next season. I consider myself the most out-of-shape athlete getting ready for the next sports season.
During COVID, SNL, like everything else, went virtual, so Wally found himself with very little to do. So he started a side business where he writes cue cards for fans, happy birthdays, anniversaries, even proposals.
Sending them all over the world. I said, sending them to Indonesia and sending them to Canada and Ireland, and it's crazy. It's crazy.
And you might be thinking, yeah, it is crazy. Who would buy a piece of card written on with some marker? Well, Wally says when Christopher Walken was a guest on the show, he asked if he could have one of the cue cards.
And then I talked to him at the party after, and he was just like, I hope you get to bring cue cards home, because I'm going to frame that cue card you let me take. I'm going to frame that. It's going to be in my apartment. He's like, I hope you get to do that too, because what you do is art. It's an art form. And I hope you get to appreciate it. And he saw it on a whole different level than providing lines. He saw it as art.
When Paul Mescal was a guest on the show, they did a sketch about what Americans think will happen when they visit Ireland.
I'm actually a quarter Irish.
Jesus Christ! But why didn't you say so right out the gate? Welcome home, lad!
Wally says he really wanted to tell Mescal that he was Irish, but this sketch made him think twice. Though Wally did turn up to my chat with him in a Cork GAA jersey his friend had given him.
My great, 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 grandfather was an Irish war hero. His name was Tag O'Donovan Asta. There's a statue of him in the square in Clonakilty. He was the hero. He led the Battle of the Big Cross in 1798, and they made a statue of him. And there's a statue of a pikeman in the square, and it's named after him, Asna Square. That's my great, 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 great grandfather. I mean, I don't think I'm the typical American because my ancestor does have a statue there. So I think that gives me a little credit, right? A little credibility, right?
Liam Geraghty there. That's all we have time for. Thank you for all of the messages. As always, we had a great reaction to Adam Dalton. Just one said, what an impressive person, grounded, dignified and empathetic. Complete contrast to your typical tech bro. Well, today's show was produced by Aideen McLaughlin and Emma Laffin. Our broadcast coordinator was Owen Lubbers and Dave Gibson was on sound. Until the same time next week, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.